The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has released the supplemental draft environmental impact statement for the Bel Air Resort at Catskill Park, as well as a unit management plan and draft environmental impact statement for the Bel Air Mountain Ski Center, which is now operated by the Olympic Regional Development Authority, but remains under the jurisdiction of the DEC. Then there's a document analyzing cumulative impacts of both. Alan White is executive director of the Catskill Center for Conservation and Development.
I mean, we're talking about thousands of pages of documents that we will be reviewing, and I think at this point it's our position that we fully anticipate participating in the review process with a complete set of comments. But it would be premature for us to say at this point whether we think the documents are sufficient.
The Catskill Center is an environmental group that was part of a 2007 agreement in principle reached among various environmental groups, the state, the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, and Crossroads Ventures, the developers of the Bel Air Resort. The agreement under then-Governor Eliot Spitzer was to allow the Bel Air Resort project to move forward while assuring certain environmental protections. Daniel Russo is a partner of law firm Whiteman, Osterman & Hanna and attorney for Crossroads Ventures.
One of the things that the environmental parties emphasized was to basically have a smaller footprint where possible.
He says Crossroads has done that, and the DEIS out for comment is essentially the modified proposal agreed upon in 2007. And here's the Catskill Center's Alan White.
As we review these documents that come out, we will be looking for, are they consistent with the compromise that was reached? But beyond that, we will also serve as an independent reviewer. Now that we see more detail in terms of how some of the environmental impacts are proposed to be mitigated, we'll be looking at those and to see if they are sufficient or if there are additional actions needed.
The resort is made up of two hotels, the five-star High Mount Spa Resort with 120 hotel units and a spa, and the Wild Acres Hotel with 250 hotel units and conference center. The Wild Acres Hotel would also include an 18-hole public golf course, which will be maintained using an organic regimen with no synthetic fertilizers or pesticides. And both have additional lodging units. The modified Bel Air Resort uses less than one-half the acreage initially proposed some 14 years ago, though the development is still too big in the eyes of Catskill Heritage Alliance's Kathy Nolan.
So the Catskill Heritage Alliance would like to see a project that is low on the mountain, developed at the base areas rather than at high elevations on thin salt soils and with steep slopes. And we'd like to see a right-sized development, right-sized by criteria that planners and economists use to determine whether or not new development will actually benefit an area.
Yet Daniel Russo says steep slopes were taken into consideration.
The design of the High Mount Hotel is built into the contours of the hillside itself, and so the steepness of it is ameliorated in many respects by the nature of the design.
Catskill Heritage Alliance's Nolan says she is also concerned about the self-containment of the High Mount portion of the resort and that it would keep visitors away from local businesses.
It would actually draw from existing businesses and take economic activity out of the hamlets and bring it to the side of the mountain instead of actually complementing existing businesses and adding to the economic activity in the area.
And Russo says that's not the case.
It's a misconception of the nature of the hotel and its functions. The both parts of the resort, the spa resort at High Mount and the Wild Acres, are intended to attract people to the area that have not been to the area. The recreation plan that is still in the process of being developed but is outlined in the supplemental draft EIS calls for integration of the regional recreational offerings into the resort offerings. So there are, whether there's tubing in Phoenicia or fishing or hiking.
The DEC's public comment period ends June 24th. DEC has scheduled a public hearing for May 29th in two sessions, one at 3, the other at 6, at the Bel Air Mountain Ski Center on Route 28 in High Mount. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.